Not really. No. I think last night I got about 3.5 hours. So anytime we get a downtime, just try to throw the headphones in and take a quick nap. That's been good. It's just an opportunity for us to go out there and really showcase what we know about football and to get an opportunity to talk to the QB coaches and stuff. Down in the Senior Bowl is more scouts, but this time it's a little more people that will be coaching you. Yeah, I mean, you just got to compartmentalize when it's time to go. It's time to go. We've been training our whole lives for this. You just really got to focus on the moment and trust your training. No. I've never been a coffee guy, so just straight water. I think I really elevate the guys around me. Physically, I think I'm really accurate with great anticipation, and I move the ball. Yeah. Knowing how to put them in the right situation. What do I mean by that? I mean getting us in the right calls, getting us right in the play calls. Putting the ball in the position for them to be successful. And I think I'm a case by case leader. And what do I mean by that? If a guy needs a more private talking to, I'll do that. If he needs kicking the pants in front of everyone, I'll do that. It's just really knowing your teammates and what gets the most out of them. Yeah, I mean, I think down at the Senior Bowl, I showed that I can play under center and I can do all the pro-style stuff and do it at a high level. Really, I see a lot of concepts that are in the air raid at the next level as well. There's a lot of peer progression things that we did in college and that we did pretty well. And so I think a lot of it actually translates. It's just, I think the only thing that was extremely new was hearing a play call in the huddle and then or in the helmet and then going saying it huddle. Yeah, it's good. I got 2 more weeks with this brace on. I broke it in September in our second game. Played all year with it. After the game, some stuff wasn't going right in it. Had to get surgery before our bowl game. Tried to get cleared for that. Unfortunately, I wasn't. And then, went out and played practiced in the Senior Bowl. And then, so it's going good. It's been a kind of an annoying process for me, but just taking it day by day. I am. I'll have a glove on, so I'll kind of look like Luke Skywalker out there. Yeah. Well, the glove was just to hide my cast, so nobody knew. I'll never wear one on my right. I like to feel the ball in my throwing hand. But I keep wearing the glove just so I can have a better grip. The cast sometimes is tough to grip the ball, but definitely try to emulate Brady, and I think that he's just the best at what he does, and he's definitely a good guy to try to model your game after. Down at the Senior Bowl, I did some informal interviews with them. Yeah. I don't. I did, yeah. They were my first formal interview. I really liked those guys. Dan Marino was in there, so I was kind of starstruck almost. But it was a great interview, I thought. I haven't had a formal interview with them, but throughout the time, we have so many informal meetings down here. I think we pretty much, everyone's pretty much covered 32 teams, so. You see the guys that you see on TV all the time. I wouldn't say I'm really starstruck by them, but I met Mark Brunell. I met Chad Pennington. So I've met some guys that have really had a lot of experience in the league and just tried to pick their brain. And those are both great guys. It was awesome. It's quarterback's dream. You get to throw it all the time, and he's a funny, authentic dude. I think half our meetings, I was learning something new about politics or whether it be Pirates or. So now I think I have a broad understanding of the world now, but he's really fun. Gave me a lot of freedom, and I really enjoyed my time up there. How much did you talk about some of this former? Yeah, well, what was really awesome is Graham Harrell was on our staff my freshman and sophomore year, so I really got to pick his brain, and I mean, he really mastered that system, and you know, he was kind of like our quarterback coach, so he really helped me out in my process. And you know, and then, you know, Coach, we should always talk about Wes Welker and the things that Wes Welker did, and if it's good enough for Wes Welker, it's good enough for our guys. And you know, he had a great resume at Texas Tech, and he's doing a great job at Washington State. You know, it still just feels unreal. I know the guys up there are really doing a lot of team activities and trying to, you know, come together. But, you know, I don't think we'll ever get over it. I think it's always going to be with us. Tyler's always going to be with us. Hopefully a lot of good comes from it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, like I said, hopefully a lot of good comes from it. But, you know, we just have all the love in the world and prayers to the Holinsky family. And, you know, Tyler will always be part of us. Well, I think life kicked in. I think, you know, this is football. We're extremely blessed to be here. We're job interviewing to play a game, to get paid to play a game. And I think it really just set in of what really matters in life, and that's how you treat people, and that's the relationships. And, you know, we're only here for a short amount of time, and I think it really put a lot of things in perspective for me. And, you know, I was really glad that I was able to attend all the things that I could, just because Tyler was somebody that personally affected me a lot. I didn't really, I guess, associate with the other quarterbacks all that much until Tyler came in. He just had this infectious energy, and I have no doubt in my mind he would have, you know, led the Cougs to a great season this year. Yeah. I think for me, it's just, you know, I lost a friend. I lost a teammate. And I know that I have a platform that can reach out to a lot of people. And hopefully a lot of good comes from it, because I think there definitely needs to be a change. There definitely needs to be less of a stigma about mental health, especially with men. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, hopefully a lot of good's come from it. I know that the family is doing a lot of things in his name and in his honor, which is awesome, because he was a heck of a guy. Yeah.
What is it about? You said that you obviously.
Yeah. Well, in high school, I had a little bit of adversity, and the Brady 6 came on, and I was already a Tom Brady fan, but just learning about his history at Michigan and the adversity he faced with Drew Hansen and how he went about each day and how he approached each day and how he's taken that mindset in the NFL, being a late round draft pick. And, you know, he's 40 years old and he still puts everything he's got into it. So, you know, I really just want to do that with my game. I mean, if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. I'll use a Coach Leach quote right there. But, you know, just see somebody at his age, you know, been doing it for so long, and he's still so motivated. Yeah, just go out there and show that I can spin it. It'll be nice throwing with these guys. Haven't been able to kind of be on the, you know, haven't been able to show off my arm talent with these guys, and it'll be fun to go out there and just go throw the ball. Been doing it for a long time. Yeah, you know, it's just routes on air. Down at the Senior Bowl, you're doing more 11-on-11 stuff. You got an offense to remember. You know, that's more like game-like stuff. This is just more, I think they just want to see how you take a drop under center, how the ball comes out of your hand, how fluid are you. So I'm just going to go out there and do what I do. I'll probably be in Logan, Utah, or Pullman, Washington. I love those places. Just be with friends, families, my family, and, you know, it'd be surreal. It's been a dream of mine for a long time, and I know it's just the beginning of a long road ahead.
How do you approach the opportunity to go to a place where there's an entrenched starter,
yeah,
say Tom Brady,
yeah,
and know that you're not going to play?
I'd approach it like I did in college. I mean, we had a starter. I tried to learn as much as I could from him, good or bad, and just preparing like I was the starter, because, you know, I've learned in this business that you're going to get an opportunity and you got to be ready for it. But I'm going to do everything I can to be the best teammate, and, you know, be ready for my moment.
Do you think you benefit from some time in that way?
know, I'm just going to make the most out of whatever situation I'm put in. If I'm put in that situation, I'm going to make the most of it, and I think I will benefit from it. Like I said, I met with pretty much every 32 teams informally. I haven't had a formal with them, but definitely have talked to their staff.
Any more?
I mean, there's so many good ones in the league right now. Phillip Rivers is incredible in tight spaces. I mean, Big Ben, he can do things that a lot of people can't. And then Aaron Rodgers is just can't even teach that stuff. So, and then Drew Brees as well. I mean, those guys all perfect their craft. They're all they've all got the it factor. So. Yeah, I haven't had a formal with them. I met with the quarterback coach, though, and, you know, we just went over the knowledge of the game that I have, and, you know, they taught me some new schemes. You try to recite it back to them. So. I think it's huge. That's how you extend plays. People say mobile, and it could be two things. It could be you're out on the run making plays with your legs, or you can be like Brady and Phillip. And those guys that play at a high level, they make just subtle little quick movements in the pocket, and I think that's what I try to emulate my game after.
Last one?
All right. All right, thanks, guys.